I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The city of Nice on the French Riviera attracts a lot of tourists. Many make a point of visiting one of the city's more unexpected sites. That is the imposing Russian Orthodox Cathedral in Nice. It was built almost a century ago by the last Russian Tsar. Now the Russian government wants it back. That started a complicated legal battle, as John Lawrenson reports from Nice.
A packed Sunday mass inside the ornate Russian Orthodox Cathedral in Nice. The golden-domed building has dominated the old Russian quarter of Nice since Tsar Nicholas built it in 1912 to serve a Russian community that grew much larger after the revolution. An elderly man stoops to cross himself from head to toe. A young mother carries her baby from icon to icon so he can kiss them one by one. But the rest of the week, the cathedral is a tourist attraction, and a lucrative one. The Russian Federation says up to 200,000 tourists every year pay over $4 each to visit, an annual income of almost $1 million. And that, says its lawyer Jean-Philippe Confineau, is why the people running the cathedral don't want Moscow to get the property back.
The assumption that the Russian Federation is trying, and I quote, to reassert its central control, is a complete and, I would say, Russophobic misinterpretation of the current situation. The proof is that the Russian Federation has offered to allow the current occupant to stay within the property and exercise their religion in the way they see fit.
Confino says that Moscow would scrap the entrance fee and allow the religious life of the cathedral to go on as before. But the cathedral's rector says they're hiding their true intentions. Father Jean, a Frenchman of Russian descent, says revenues pay staff and maintain the building, and that is all. He himself is an unpaid volunteer. What he's worried about, he says, is the religious identity of the cathedral. He says Russia, once in charge, will sack everyone and install its own people. Even the way they celebrate Mass could change.
Every religious community necessarily develops its own way of doing things, even if those differences are slight. Here, for example, Holy Communion is celebrated out loud, whereas in Russia, this is usually not the case.
Father Jean also believes his cathedral's openness would be jeopardized if Moscow takes them over, because that would force them to pay allegiance to the Moscow Patriarch, who is close to the Kremlin, instead of the Ecumenical Orthodox Patriarch of Constantinople. The Moscow Patriarchate is Russian first, Orthodox second, he says. For his flock, it's the other way round. About a quarter of his regular worshippers are French Catholic converts, he says, and many non-Russians, from Georgia, for example, worship here too. But among the faithful I talked to after the service, opinions were divided.
For years, the Patriarch was not the least bit concerned about this cathedral, while in Russia, churches were being destroyed. We have such a different idea of the role of the church from those who come from the Soviet Union. It's about spreading the word of the Gospels, not politics. It's not their fault, but the Russians lack religious culture.
It's not good to have division between two Russian churches. Personally, I'd like the Russians to be allowed to celebrate their own Mass here as well. Maybe that would overcome the conflict.
For the time being, of course, these two women celebrate Mass together. The rector and his allies say they are going to fight this one out in the courts, however long that takes. In the meantime, the division that marked Russian Christianity through most of the 20th century is still very much present in this corner of the Orthodox world today. For The World, I'm John Lawrenson, Nice.